Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Patrick Feeney here.
Hello there. This is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, it's Louise Morrissey here.
Hi, this is Margot.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
Hello there, John McNichol here.
Hello, this is Ray Lynam.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien.
Hello, everybody.
The best of country and Irish music right here on your favorite station, Irish Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Patrick Feeney here.
Hello there. This is Robert Mazzell.
Hi, it's Louise Morrissey here.
Hi, this is Margot.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
Hello there, John McNichol here.
Hello, this is Ray Lynam.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien.
Hello, everybody, this is Mary Duff here.
Hi, folks, this is Nathan Carter.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here.
Best music on Irish radio. Oh, yeah. With John Lawler.
Man, a very good afternoon to you. How you doing? Happy.
The best of country and...
Hold on to your hat, folks. Derek Ryan. 120 here on Irish Radio. You're very welcome along. John Lawler taking you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Apologies for the gremlins in the studio this afternoon. It threw Derek Ryan off there at the start of the song there as well. But I think we've sorted that one as well. So anyway, very good afternoon, James William Blair. Hope you're well, James. I'll tell you what, James is on fire on his Facebook Lives. I was watching him there a few nights ago. He's taking the world by storm, aren't James? Fair play to you, James. Anyway, hope you're well. And Paul Griffin, and very good afternoon to you, Paul, over there in Toonbridge, County Antrim. Hope you will. Certainly get Cleona Hagen on for you a bit later. Margaret Russell, very good afternoon to you as well. Hope you will. Mark Nethery, Mark, very good afternoon to you. Margaret Russell, very good afternoon to you as well. Hope you will. Nan Lowe, over there in Airdrie, Scotland. Hope you will. Nan, also a very good afternoon to my lovely friend Nina Cassoon, over there in Wood Green, North London, and her lovely sister Davina tuned in this afternoon. Hope you're well, girls. Missing you lots. Nina, I shall see you tomorrow morning. Only about how many hours? Can't quite calculate it here on air at the minute, but it's 2 minutes less than it was 2 minutes ago. That's the best thing I can say, really. But anyway, missing you lots. Love you lots, Nina. And we'll get a song on for you a bit later as well. And don't forget, if you'd like a song or a dedication played between now and three, do get in touch. You know what to do by now. Brilliant sound of Stephen Smith. He's on the far side of the world.
There are stories I've heard told of an unfamiliar road where the evening sun hangs cold in the skyline. In a quiet unknown town, there's a solace to be found in the unforsaken arms of the twilight. There is a girl and I can see her far away from this frontier. Cause I wanna dance with an Irish girl where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. I wanna
feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. On an evening in July, neath the red old Irish sky, she smiled and closed her eyes on my shoulder. Now I'm a million miles from home, from the girl I call my own, and I'm dreaming all alone just to hold her. And as I look into the water, I see her standing at the altar. 'Cause I wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. I wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. In the footsteps of the past, and when you breathe your last, life's returning. When the sun sets on the years, all the miles and all the fears, a world away from here, it's the morning. In my mind I still see her smile, where the tide lines grace the old Emerald Isle. 'Cause I wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. I wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. I wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world. I only wanna dance with an Irish girl, where the skies reach out for miles. I wanna feel the breeze of the Irish Sea on the far side of the world.
No, I only wanna dance with an Irish girl, says Stephen Smith. Cracking song.
You're live with John Lawler on Irish Radio. Irish Radio.
The music you want to hear, right here. If you would like a request or dedication, what are you waiting for? Get in touch now.
Hello, everybody. This is Mary Duff here. You're tuned in to John Lawler on Irish Radio.
Thanks indeed, Mary. And here's the lady herself. Tonight we might just fall in love.
Remember when we'd spend the whole night loving? We just had to be together all the time. So much in love we didn't want for nothing. Back when I was yours and you were mine. Somehow we let it slip right through. Sorrow. Stop talking about the way things might have been.
Fantastic Mary Duff. Tonight we might just fall in love again. You never know your luck. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. And if you remember, Mary Duff used to tour with Daniel O'Donnell for many, many years until she decided to go out on her own sort of thing. And she's still going strong, of course, doing shows across the globe and all over the country. And well, she never stops, basically, Mary. But fantastic singer she is, too. Anyway, if you're celebrating a birthday today, very, very, very happy birthday to you. And also celebrating a birthday today is Calvin Klein. Probably one of the richest American fashion designers known to man, I guess. And believe it or not, he's 81 today. Born in 1942. And in addition to clothing, he also has given his name to a range of perfumes as well, watches, jewellery. And he was born in the Bronx in New York in the United States. Wow, he's a rich man. I think I'll change my name to Calvin Klein. I don't... it will probably only give me the name. I don't think I'll end up with his money somehow. And also, Raymond Blanc was born today in 1949, which makes him 74 today. And you may remember he's a French chef and an author. And he's the chef patron at... a French hotel restaurant in Greater Milton in Oxfordshire, which has 2 Michelin stars and scored 9 out of 10 in the Good Food Health Guide, even. And he was born in Besançon. I'm sure I've pronounced that totally wrong. Nina will put me right on that. in France. And in 1961, Meg Ryan, actress... If you remember Meg Ryan, folks, in that film, Sleepless in Seattle? That takes you back a bit, doesn't it? I think it was Meg Ryan, anyway. She's an American actress and also starred in When Harry Met Sally. She was born in Fairfield in Connecticut in the United States back in 1961. Celebrates her 62nd birthday today. Also, actress Jodie Foster, 61 today. She's an American actress. She was in Silence of the Lambs, Panic Room, and she was born in LA, California as well. And also celebrating the 43rd birthday today, Adele Silva. Now, there's a name you might recognise if you used to watch Emmerdale and Brookside, I think she was in as well. I'm sure she was in Brookside, but she was in Emmerdale too, back in the 90s. And she was born in Norbury in Staffordshire. So there you go, just some of the birthdays being celebrated today in the world of celebrities. And going back in history, we'll go back in history a bit later on in the programme. Take you back in time, as we do. Anyway, very good afternoon to you folks. Two in a row coming up now from Lisa McHugh. She's a bit of a country girl, our Lisa, isn't she? What do you think, folks? I think she is.
This is Irish Radio.
What you drive ain't my thing. Go buy me pretty flowers and diamond rings. Just take lead and you'll see us country girls only agree. If you take me by the hand, hold me real tight, guide me around the floor till the end of the night. All you gotta do is do it right if you're gonna get a country girl. I don't really care if you got a lens. All I wanna do is rock and roll to the band. So do-si-do, do's like the sunrise. If you're gonna get a country girl, you're gonna get a country girl. Sweet talking, might have won the blonde at the bar, but let me tell you, son, I believe if you want me, you'll dance like a man if it's meant to be. So take me by the hand, hold me real tight, guide me around the floor till the end of the night. All you gotta do is do it right if you're gonna get a country girl. I don't really care if you got a lens. All I wanna do is rock and roll to the band. So do-si-do, do's like the sunrise. If you're gonna get a country girl, you're gonna get a country girl. To the end of the night, all you gotta do is do it right if you're gonna get a country girl. I don't really care if you got a lens. All I wanna do is rock and roll to the band. So do-si-do, two-step to sunrise. If you're gonna get a country girl, you're gonna get a country girl. Gonna get a girl. You're gonna get a country girl. Gonna get one? Who knows?
This is Irish Radio. For requests and dedications, contact John in the studio now by text or WhatsApp on 07724 625 423. By email at john.irishradio@gmail.com or via our website at www.irishradio.org.
Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. A little bit of sunshine for everyone. We're all together, oh, just to get it done. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. A little bit of sunshine for everyone. We're all together, oh, just to get it done. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. We're gonna dance, we're gonna sing. We're gonna never care or worry what that brings. We're gonna rock, ooh, we're gonna roll. We're gonna let that country music come and save our soul. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday too. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. A little bit of sunshine
for everyone. We're all together, oh, just to get it done. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. We're gonna walk, run, catch the train, or steal your daddy's car. Hang loose, ooh, fancy free. Just the way the good Lord intended it to be. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday too. Look out, here's the weekend, you know just what to do. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. Little bit of sunshine for everyone. We're all together, oh, just to get it done. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. Bring on the good times, bring on the fun. A little bit of sunshine for everyone. We're all together, oh, just to get it done. Bring on the fun. Bring on the good times. Bring on the fun.
Now, two in a row from the fantastic Lisa McHugh. Bring on the good times. And we kicked it off with Country Girl. Oh yeah, I just love that drum ending, the drumming ending there. I'll tell you what, I've always wanted to play the drums. I've tried, God knows I've tried, but I just cannot get the coordination. You know what I mean? When you have to play the different drums, different times, and you have to have the coordination to know what drum to hit, sort of thing. I could never get the coordination. I suppose practice makes perfect, but... Well, I'd just love to be like these drummers. So I'll tell you, for anyone who's been to Potter's Leisure Resort in Great Yarmouth, between Great Yarmouth and the other place, I can't think of the name of it now. It's very near Great Yarmouth. It'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, there's a drummer there in the resident band, and he's actually not there anymore, but... I can't remember his name either for the life of me, but he was fantastic. He did these drum workshops as well, which myself and my daughter Elise attended. And, he makes it look so easy the way he plays those drums, but it's absolutely amazing the way he does it. But I tried anyway, I did actually do quite well considering. But, I could never keep the coordination going. So, you have to be... totally on the ball all the time to keep the coordination. But anyway, that's on the bucket list to learn to play the drums and the guitar as well. I'd love to play the acoustic guitar. Anyway, Margaret Russell, very good afternoon to you. Chris Duffy, hope you're well, Chris. Great to have you along. Betty Reynolds, very good afternoon to you as well. And Valerie Crossy, very good afternoon to you as well. Hope you're well, Valerie. Jimmy Buckley coming up for you as well. And very happy 21st to my friend Ryan Gamble in Johnstown. I presume that's it. That's the one in Kilkenny, James, is it? And that's coming in from James William Blair over there in the lovely county of Donegal. And James says, sorry, I couldn't be there to see you in person, but I shall be there in a few weeks. So that's Ryan Gamble, who celebrated his 21st birthday. Oh, to be 21 again, eh? And talking of birthdays, it's actually my daughter's birthday next Monday, the 27th. That's Elise. She'll be 26. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. I feel so old now. I'm only 35, shall we? That seems to be a good age. But, there you go. I suppose you don't get any younger at the end of the day. Anyway, Brid Keegan, very good afternoon to you. Hope you well, and keeping well in these cold climates. And also, John Foley, very good afternoon to you. A very good afternoon, John is saying, from Oak Forest in Illinois, California. Wow. What time is it over there, John? There's so many parts of America that have the different time zones. All I know is in New York, I think it's about 8 hours ahead, something like that. Or is it 8 hours behind? I can never remember which. But anyway. And also a very good afternoon to Penny Hudgell over there in Sudbury in Suffolk. Hope you're well, Penny. Great to have you along. And also Anne McAteer. Anne McAteer, very good afternoon to you. Colin Harney on the way for you as well. And also a very good afternoon to all our friends on the Global Irish Network as well. We simultaneously broadcast across the Global Irish Network, reaching a far wider audience as well. So essentially we broadcast right around the world. So wherever you are, in whichever corner of the globe, a very good afternoon to you. And also a very good afternoon to I can hardly say an upcoming country and Irish singer. She's already pretty well established, in my opinion. And that's Kiva Murney, all the way from County Down, Ross Trevor, County Down. She's tuned in this afternoon, so very good afternoon to you, Kiva. And would you believe it, folks, Kiva is only 11, and already she's getting high up there in the country and Irish music scene, and her track will be coming up very shortly, actually, her debut single, The Wrong Road Again. But as far as music goes, Kiva is definitely on the right road. But before we hear Kiva's brand new single, debut single, I fancy a trip to America. Anyone been to Las Vegas, folks? Shall we go to Vegas? Here's Jimmy Buckley, especially for Valerie Crossing.
Hey, let's go to Vegas, kiss a single life goodbye. Hey baby, let's go to Vegas, head on love and let it die. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing, Lord, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just had a crazy thought. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and live by.
Irish Radio.
The music you want to hear, right here. If you would like a request or dedication, what are you waiting for? Get in touch now.
Hi, this is Kiva Murney here, and you're listening to the best of country and Irish music with John Lawler, right here on Irish Radio.
I can't seem to learn not to love you. You get me one more time. You're someone I just can't say no to. And you're so good at changing your mind. Here I go down the wrong road again. Going back where I already been. Even knowing where it will end. Here I go down that wrong road again.
Fantastic, Kiva Murney there, only 11 years old, and that was her debut single, On the Wrong Road Again. As I say, she's definitely on the right road for stardom, she'll go places. And as I say, I'll be in touch with her mum, Michelle, over the next few weeks, I hope, to set up an interview with Kiva. So we'll be having a chat with Kiva over the next few weeks here on the programme. So, certainly a name to remember. Kiva Murney, remember that name, folks. It will be in lights before you know it. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. Don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication, you know what to do. Get in touch here on the programme. And very good afternoon to Penny Hudgel, who hasn't been very well over the past couple of weeks. She's been feeling very rough, so... And lots of love going to Penny. And hopefully you're feeling a lot better. We'll get a track on for you a bit later, Penny. And hope you're well. Very good afternoon to Nan Lowe as well, over there in Airdrie, Scotland. As always, requesting Don't Close Your Eyes, but we shall certainly get that on for you, Nan. No problem at all. And also, a very good afternoon also to... Betty Reynolds, Nan Lowe, in fact, once again, congratulations on the birth of your grandson at exactly 7:26 this morning. So the baby is now, what, about seven hours old now, something like that. Must be tiny, bless him, or her. Anyway, 1,000 congratulations to you, Nan. That's great news. Sadie Bell, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Sadie. Great to have you along. And Paul Griffin, very good afternoon to you, Paul. Cleona Hagen on the way. We'll try and get Seamus Moore in as well. I'm sure we'll get him in somewhere. Stuart Hill, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Stuart. Also up there in Scotland. Mary Ann Sweeney, very good afternoon to you, Mary. Hope you will. And very good afternoon to everyone listening. But as they say, if you can't beat them, join them. So here's a song from me this time. It's been played on the programme before, but keeping the, shall we say, the Irish flow going, here's my version of the Golden Jubilee.
Way down in the County Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple, they lived there, named Kate and Pat McGee. They were going to have a party on the Golden Jubilee. Says Kate to Pat, come over here and listen here to me. Put on your only breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, and I want you all to know how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember as I danced on the village green? You held me in your arms, dear Pat, and called me your Colleen. Your hair was like a raven's wing, but now it's turning grey. Come over here, oh sweetheart dear, here's what I to say. Put on your only breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off the hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, and I want you all to know how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How well do I remember when first I was your bride, in a little chapel yonder there where we sat side by side. Our good friends we had many, and troubles we had few. Come over here, old sweetheart dear, here's what you must do. Put on your only breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, and I want you all to know how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. Put on your only breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off that hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cabine. For today's our golden wedding, and I want you all to know how we looked when we were wed 50 years ago. How we looked when we were wed 50 years ago.
There you go, the Golden Jubilee by yours truly. Well, coming up at 2 o'clock, Jerry Byrne in the newsroom with the news round the Cross Island. He's changed to the newsroom this time. If you heard his show just before me, between 11 and 1, he's now tripped over to the newsroom, and he'll be coming from there at 2 o'clock, bringing us up to date on the news round the Cross Island for this weekend. But to take us there, I think we should go for a little run. Let's get ourselves a little bit fit, shall we? This is the Celtic Brothers. Cracking, cracking song, this. This is Roisin. Where do you run?
I can see the tear fall from your eye. It breaks my heart to see you cry. I wish I had the words to say that in my soul you'll always stay. Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Where do you run when the winter comes? Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Where do you run when the winter comes? Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Are you going to ease your troubled mind from a lonesome past you've left behind? Did someone fall for another's eye? I'll break your heart and say goodbye. Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Where do you run when the winter comes? Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Where do you run when the winter comes? Oh, Roisin, where do you run? Oh,
start. Forever is so far away. I'll think of you both night and day.
Fantastic stuff. The Celtic Brothers, Roisin, Where Do You Run? Coming up in just a few moments, Jerry Byrne with the news round across Ireland. So stay tuned for that. Bringing us up to date on the news round across Ireland. And just after the news, we'll be paying tribute to the late, great Kevin Prendergast, who sadly passed away earlier this week. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication, do get in touch between now and three. Though it's straight over to the newsroom where Jerry Byrne is waiting for us with the news round across Ireland.
Across the world and online, this is Irish Radio News.
I'm Jerry Byrne, and here is the news from Ireland for this weekend. Joseph Pushka has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore on the 12th of January 2022. Mr Justice Tony Hunt delivered the sentence, which he described as wholly deserved following impact victim statements from the Murphy family and Aisling's partner, Ryan Casey. He said he does not have the power to impose a minimum period to be served, and if he had the power, a whole life term would have been considered in this case. An urgent appeal for information to find disappeared victim Columba McVeigh has been made as the latest search for his remains ends. The 19-year-old from County Tyrone was abducted, killed and secretly buried by the IRA in 1975. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains have conducted six unsuccessful searches at Bragam Bog in County Monaghan since 1999. Tánaiste Micheál Martin has said that up to 25 Irish citizens and dependents should be able to cross from Gaza into Egypt. He said this will bring to 51 the number of citizens and dependents helped to leave Egypt by Irish consular services. Earlier, Mr. Martin said that he hoped that all Irish citizens who were in a position to travel would be out of Gaza by Sunday. The Irish government has announced that the entitlement to paid sick leave will increase from 3 to 5 days on the 1st of January 2024. The Taoiseach has told farmers that climate change is the biggest threat facing Ireland today, and it's not clear what type of agriculture we will have in 20, 30 or 40 years' time. Bad weather throughout the year has resulted in a 20% reduction in the Irish cereal harvest, according to a new report. The Health Information and Quality Authority of Ireland has published its terms of reference for a review into governance and oversight of the Children's Health Ireland and at Temple Street Hospital. The number of men who sought help from Men's Aid Domestic Violence Services Ireland increased by just over a quarter last year. A total of 9,524 contacts were made to the organisation in 2022, which is a 26% increase on the previous year. The proportion of Irish graduates who are in employment 9 months after leaving college has been rising in recent years, according to the latest data gathered by the Higher Education Authority. 83% of those who graduated in 2022 were working 9 months later. Almost half of breeding seabird species in Ireland and the UK have declined in the past 20 years, with climate change one of the possible causes, according to a new survey. An investigation is underway into an alleged assault on a prisoner by a prison officer last week. The assault is alleged to have occurred while the inmate was being escorted back to prison following a court appearance. The man was seriously injured and taken to hospital. A woman who stole more than €45,000 from an elderly woman while she was looking after her as a carer has been jailed for 3 years with the final 6 months suspended. A sentencing hearing at the Circuit Criminal Court in Cork was told Catherine Gregg, age 46, of Belgooley, County Cork, was ashamed and remorseful but could not raise the compensation. The Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland has announced that it started to provide motor insurance details to An Garda Síochána on a daily basis after the official signing of a data sharing agreement between the two organisations. Details for 3 million vehicles and 5 million drivers will now be provided from the Irish Motor Insurance database each day as part of the efforts to identify vehicles being driven illegally without insurance. A man from County Sligo has been jailed for more than 6 years for the rape of his sister and sexually assaulting his niece in what the judge described as a particularly sad case. The latest residential property price index data released by the Central Statistics Office in Ireland on Wednesday showed that in the 12 months to September, property prices in Dublin decreased by 1.9%, while outside Dublin they went up by 4%. Children as young as 14 are being recruited as money mules for sophisticated international organisations, according to Gardaí. Money mules allow criminal organisations to use their bank accounts to launder money obtained through fraud. A majority of TDs have rejected a Social Democrats motion seeking the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador, with 85 deputies backing the government and 55 voting against. A dad of nine who took his family on a high-speed driving rampage, injuring four Gardaí, has been jailed for 3 years. The 35-year-old man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, pleaded guilty to 13 offences which arose from an incident in Cork on September the 28th, 2022. The operator of Ireland West Airport, Knock, last year enjoyed a pre-tax profit of €2.075 million after the airport generated record revenues of €17.93 million. And finally, Troy Gallagher is to be awarded the Freedom of London. The Letterkenny native became the first Irish-born mayor of Islington in 2021, having first moved to England in 1999. Councillor Gallagher is a Labour councillor representing the Bunhill district. And that's it, just some of the news stories from Ireland this weekend.
Irish Radio News.
Thanks today, Jerry. And Jerry Byrne will, of course, be back tomorrow between 1 and 3 on his usual weekday show, so you can join Jerry then. Well, earlier this week, the death occurred of a well-known Irish country and Irish singer, Kevin Prendergast, as we know. He was born in Carrimack, and he emigrated to Manchester as a young man. It was there as a musician that he developed a huge following among Irish immigrant population, and that was throughout his career. And he sang all over the UK and Ireland. Those who followed him will certainly know that. And over the last 50 years, Kevin has recorded several hugely popular albums as well. He wrote and he co-wrote many hit songs during his career as well. In his later years, he retired from Manchester to Brickens, where he enjoyed a happy retirement. And Kevin is sadly predeceased by his parents, John, Austin and Anne, as well as his brothers Sean, Brendan, Tom, Ray and Gerald. And he's survived by his sisters-in-law Marion and Eileen, nieces, nephews, grandnieces, grandnephews, relatives and a large circle of friends as well. Kevin's funeral will be announced at a later time. And two songs in a row coming up now from the man himself, Kevin Prendergast, kicking off with this one. Great song it is too, The Village of Dromoa.
Up in the county of Tyrone is the village of Dromoa, where the people are so friendly, you are welcomed by the score. I've met some pretty colleens there, and I call them on the phone, in the good old village of Dromoa in the county of Tyrone. Here's to the town of Oma and the flower of Swiss Traban. Along the old Gannon Road, Cook's town looks mighty grand. From Carrickmore to Pomeroy, and I'm on my way back home to the the good old village of Tramore in the county of Tyrone. Here's a famous county, it's known both near and far, with Phil and Jean, the king and queen, two of our country stars. They've sang the way to Nashville, way down in Tennessee, but now they're back in old Tyrone, it's the place they long to be. Here's to the town of Omaha and the flower of sweet Stravan, along the old Dungannon Road, which town looks mighty grand. From Carrickmore to Pomeroy, and I'm on my way back home to the good old village of Tramore in the county of Tyrone. To the good old village of Tramore in the county of Tyrone. It's many years ago now since I left my Mayo home, searching for those green hills somewhere across the foam. I was young and foolish and I longed for city lights, away from my clear island and its lovely scenic sights. Somewhere along life's highways that dream began to die, like waves out on the ocean, the years went rolling by. And tonight I'm reminiscing about my old home in Mayo. I see the lights of Westport and the gloaming long ago. Our hearts are full of memories, can never be at rest. I recall a girl I knew long, long ago. Late at night when all is still and the moon peeps o'er the hill, I dream about my old home in Mayo. I'd love to walk once more near the castle by the sea, and watch the golden sunset upon the western sea, or stroll along the mountain path beneath the harvest moon, a few miles out from Lewisburg on the road to Killadoon. Someday I'll go back again to my old home in the west, where Atlantic waters cradle place that I love best. And the girl from lovely Westport is a memory now, I guess. But the air indeed beside me doesn't make the hurting less. Our hearts are full of memories, can never be at rest. I recall a girl I knew long, long ago. Late at night when all is still and the moon peeps o'er the hill, dream about my old home in Mayo. I dream about my old home in Mayo.
Two in a row there from the late great Kevin Prendergast there, my old home in Mayo, and we kicked off with the village of Tramore in memory of the late great Kevin Prendergast, who sadly passed away earlier this week. Mary Galloway, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well, Mary. Great to have you along. Jeanette Hill, very good afternoon to you. And also Kiva Murney, very good afternoon to you, Kiva. Once again, hope you're well. Great to have you along. And also James William Blair, Joe Byrne, another great entertainer and presenter here on Irish Radio. You can catch Joe every Friday night between, I think it's 8 and 10, Joe, is it? Between 8 and 10 every Friday night here on Irish Radio. Great show, not to be missed. So every Friday between 8 and 10 you can catch Joe. Anyway, this one requested especially for Betty Reynolds, John Glenn, latest release.
I'm calling to tell you it's over. Yes, darling, you're now free to go. You're saying you're sorry you've hurt me. but you've hurt me much more than you know. You're asking me where this call comes from. Oh, I hope that you won't end up here. If your new romance turns out a failure, here's where to find me, my dear. I'm just on the blue side of lonesome, right next to the Heartbreak Hotel, in a tavern that's known as Three Teardrops, on a bar stool not doing so well. A carpet of sorrow, but no one can weep in the aisle. And they say someone broke the bar mirror with only the ghost of a smile. On the clock never alter, for things never change in this place. There's no present, no past, no future. We're the ones who have lost in love's rage. Just on the blue side of lonesome, right next to the Heartbreak Hotel, in a tavern that's known as Three Teardrops, on a bar stool not doing so well.
Brilliant stuff. John Glenn, latest release, The Blue Side of Lonesome. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Don't forget, if you'd like a request or dedication between now and three, do get them in. There's a few coming in so far. So a very good afternoon to all listening, and keep the requests coming in. John Kenny, very good afternoon to you. Hope you're well. Great to have you along with us. Paul Griffin, stand by. I haven't forgotten you. Cleona's coming up very shortly, in fact. But first of all, a very good afternoon to my great friend Nina Cassoon, once again over there in North London. Hope you're well, Nina. And this one's for you. This is Jim Devine, great singer on the country and Irish music scene.
I can't count the times almost said it was on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering. So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I this life without you, even though
second glass of wine that did it. There was something about the kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all the things that I've been feeling. It's time you hear them, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago. In case you didn't know, crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago.
In case you didn't know, Nina is the best young lady in the world. That's especially for my good friend Nina Cassoon over there in North London. Love you lots, Nina. I shall see you tomorrow in the office. Yes, indeed. I work with Nina. Have done for the past coming up to 5 years, folks, believe it or not. She joined us back in December 2018. So she will be with us 5 years, and she's absolutely one in a million. I can say that on international worldwide radio. But yes, indeed, that was for you, Nina. Anyway, coming up after the break, Cara McGillion with her brand new single. Keep it locked, Irish Radio.
Best music on Irish Radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, NW10 and 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, SE15.
Now open at 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hart's Irish Meat Market, now open on Kilburn High Road. Telephone 020-7624-2204. Huge selection of fresh foods from Ireland. Now in stock, Queen's potatoes from County Wexford. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturdays. And in Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week.
Telephone 020-8965-4563. That's 8965-4563. Hart's Irish Meat Market, Harleston and Peckham.
Now open at 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hart's Irish Meat Market, now open on Kilburn High Road. Telephone 020-7624-2204.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089-484-0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified.
They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust. www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089-484-0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com. The most convenient way to shop to fill your cupboard and fridge with your favourite Irish brands is online from youririshshop.com, who will deliver direct to your door Barry's Tea, Kimberley Biscuits, Tatoes, Flavin's Porridge, Clonakilty Fresh Produce, Irish Cheeses, Jams and much more. Follow the link to youririshshop.com on our website irishradio.org.
Conqueror's Show Band featuring the man with the golden trumpet, Johnny Carroll, in a night not to be missed. Tuesday, 28th of November 2023 at the Clayton Hotel, Galway. Johnny Carroll, who is celebrating 66 years in show business and also a big milestone birthday. Join the Conqueror's Show Band with a host of other top artists from the show band era. Tickets available at €30 from the Clayton Hotel directly via Eventbrite, that's EventBrite, or through Julie Healy on 087 904 9388, or if dialing outside Ireland on 00353 87 904 9388. That's Tuesday, 28th of November 2023 at the Clayton Hotel, Galway.
Warm sunshine. I'm Daniel O'Donnell and this is my new album, How Lucky I Must Be.
No wonder that I tell myself how lucky I must be.
Featuring 12 brand new tracks.
I know that God has angels watching over me. So take my gift of silver and wear my ring of gold. After all we've been through together, who'd believe?
How lucky I must be. Available to order now.
What will I do without you here alone and home?
It's a brand new song from Michael O'Hagan, singer and songwriter, Fond Memories. Michael O'Hagan, his brand new release, self-penned composition, Fond Memories.
Hi, this is Carmen Gillian and you're listening to John Lawler with the best of country and Irish music here on Irish Radio.
Thanks indeed, Cara. And this is her latest single.
Crazy cats.
get an empty room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks it and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago that you yourself was just a hasty plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said that you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end.
Brilliant Cara McGillian from Omagh, County Tyrone. Latest single, She's in Love with the Boy. Absolutely fantastic version. And you know, Cara was in the boxing ring last night, folks. Would you believe that? And don't worry, she wasn't fighting. She was actually singing the main fighter into the ring. I didn't actually see the match because it was probably, I don't know if it was on TV, but we don't get Irish TV here in the UK, unfortunately, but if it was on TV, unfortunately, I didn't see it anyway. But I'm sure she did a fantastic job all the same. With that brilliant voice of hers, she'll go a long way, Cara. Cara McGillian and Kiva Murney. There's two people whose names will be up in lights, mark my words. And I haven't been wrong yet, I don't think, but... anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. John Lawley taking you through till 3 this afternoon. And coming up at 3, of course, Cher O'Brien taking you through till 5 with more brilliant country and Irish music. But taking you back in history, today, back in 1911. What were you doing in 1911, folks? Is there anybody out there old enough to remember 1911? There probably is, actually, to be fair. There's a lot of people who are, well, beyond 100. I've known of one person who was, I think she was 114. I didn't know her personally, but I knew of her. And to tell you what, she did not look 114, I'll tell you that. Anyway, this time back in 1911, Dunbar, previously known as Dunbar Sands or Dunbar in Cornwall. Anyone who lives in Cornwall will know about that, I'm sure, if they're up on their history. Anyway, it claimed two ships in a single day, Island Maid and Angel, the latter killing the entire crew except the captain. And there have been over 600 beachings, wrecks and capsizing at Dunbar since records began in the early 19th century, with about 300 ships being wrecks as well. And today, back in 1969, Pelé. Do you remember Pelé, folks? The legendary footballer. He played for Brazil, actually. The legendary Brazilian soccer star scored his 1,000th goal. This was today, back in 1969. Known primarily as Pelé, his real name was Edson Arantes do Nascimento. How's that for a Spanish accent? He started playing for the Brazilian national soccer team when he was just 16 as well. And today, back in 2009, floods in Cumbria brought devastation to towns such as Cockermouth in just 24 hours. And the total rainfall at Seathwaite was 31.44 centimetres. That's 12.4 inches. A UK record for a single location in any given 24-hour period. And William Wordsworth was born in Cockermouth on the main street, and his house was one of many historic houses in the region to be affected by the floods as well. Alexander Hutchison, very good afternoon to you, sir. Hope you're well. And Malcolm Fisher, our very own Malcolm Fisher. Hope you're well, Malcolm. Apologies I didn't get to meet you in London when you were down last week, but... Well, as you can imagine, working in a hospital, you never know what can happen from one moment to the next. But next time you're down, hopefully we'll get to meet and have a pint or ten. And, well, I'm not sure I quite managed 10, to be honest, but... today, back in 1964, anybody remember the Supremes back in the day? Funky band they were back in the time, the Supremes. Became the first ever girl group to have a UK number one single when Baby Love went to the top of the charts. And I'm sure you remember that one, folks. Written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland Dozier Holland. It was also the second of five Supreme songs in a row to go to number one in the United States. So there you go. Yes, and it was primarily a Motown band, actually. That was the word I was trying to think of. And today, back in 1988, Bon Jovi started a two-week run at number one on the US singles chart with the lead single from the band's new album, New Jersey, Bad Medicine, which became the group's third US number one and a number 17 in the UK. There you go. And don't forget, on Wednesday night on the show, we'll be doing the top 10 from the US American country charts, as we do every Wednesday night. So, well, we'll see who will be at number one. And do you remember the Beatles, folks? The greatest pop band of all time back in the day. They started an 11-week run at number one on the UK album charts with the Beatles' number one. The album features virtually every number one single released from 1962 to 1970. And it was issued on the 30th anniversary of the band's breakup, and it was their first compilation available on one CD. I think my friend Michelle's got that CD, actually, if I'm not mistaken. There's an awful lot of songs on there, anyway. The world's best-selling album of the 21st century, and it has sold over 31 million copies. And today, back in 2000, country singer Leanne Rimes started a two-week run at number one under the UK singles charts. We Can't Fight the Moonlight, the singer's first UK chopper. It was written by Diane Warren and featured on the soundtrack of the film Coyote Ugly. Ever seen that film, folks? I've not seen it myself, but, I'm sure it was a good one. Anyway, brand new release. Annette Joy. Oh, she's a Dublin 8 girl.
I'm a Dublin 8 girl, and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday. A butter sausage too. Whatever you're having yourself. I go on, throw a spice book of in there too. There with me, more, 'cause you were there too, looking deadly and fun. I sure I caught you throwing a glance at me. We started having the bumps. You asked me up to dance. How could I resist? Three.
last voice spoke of in that tomb. You said you'd meet me family, especially my mother. And I said, Ma, he's like no other. She said, I'll see for myself. Bring him round tomorrow. But does he know you're a Dublin 8 girl? Yes, I'm a Dublin 8 girl, and I love me ma. I love me chips on a Friday. A battered sausage too. Whatever you have in yourself.
She's a Dublin 8 girl and she loves her ma. Ah, oh, brilliant stuff. Great stuff. Anna Joy, brilliant latest single. She's a Dublin 8 girl. I love the Dublin accent. Absolutely brilliant. Most Irish accents I like, actually, but a Dublin, the broad Dublin one, the southern Dublin one is just... Probably because I've got relations in Dublin. That's probably why. Anyway, Betty Reynolds, very good afternoon to you. Alexander Hutchison, James William Blair, Paul Griffin. How you doing? Hope you well. Don't worry, I've not forgotten you, Paul. I keep forgetting Cleona. She keeps disappearing down the list, but she's coming up in about 5 minutes, actually. Paul, so stand by. Anyway, very good afternoon to Malcolm Fisher. Hope you're well, Malcolm. Great to have you along. And this is Malcolm's latest release, all about his hometown of Remelton and the beautiful county of Donegal.
In a town by the river that is so serene, Remelton's beauty like living a dream. Georgian houses, history's embrace, a charming haven, a tranquil space. Where the river Lennon, it softly flows, a story of old, the town it bestows. With cobblestone streets and memories at low, Remelton's heart a place to know. Oh, Remelton town, where beneath the Irish sky so blue, Remelton, we sing this song for you. Remelton House, a majestic sight, standing proud in the golden light. Tidy streets where flowers all bloom, a place where stories find their room. Through festivals and joyful cheer, in Remelton where the spirit is clear. Community strong, united and true, in every corner there's a feast there for you. So raise a toast to Remelton's grace, in this timeless town we'll find our space. For a Remelton always in our view, in every heart our love for you. For a Remelton town where time stands still, your tales of old, they hold a thrill. Underneath the Irish sky so blue, for a Remelton we sing this song. Underneath the Irish sky so blue, Remelton, we sing this song for you. Remelton, we sing this song for you.
Oh, great stuff. Our very own Malcolm Fisher there. You can catch Malcolm every Tuesday and Wednesday here on Irish Radio 1 to 3, playing the best in country and Irish music. And That was his latest release, Ramelton My Home, all about his hometown of Ramelton in the beautiful county of Donegal. Very good afternoon to Paul Griffin over there in Tunbridge, County Antrim. Hope you're well, Paul. This one's for you, coming right up.
Irish Radio, your station for the best in country and Irish music.
The brilliant Cleo Nahagan.
There's a cowboy that I know who rides a little rodeo. He's a fella that I've found a soul. Oh, I love him and he loves me, and that's the way it ought to be. But he drives me crazy when we're making love, 'cause he always starts to roll.
Cleo Nahagan, the cowboy yodel song.
Hey, hey!
And a very good afternoon we say to Anne McAteer and the all the Colin Harney music family as well, Mary Van Genevieve and all the crew, and all the Colin Harney fans out there. Here's the man himself, Charlie Pride medley.
Have you ever been awakened by the crowing of a rooster while an ash dew is still heavy on the ground, and the voice of Uncle Ben seems to break the morning silence, just bringing lights to windows all around? Well, it's time to rise and shine, start another hard work day, get cows in and start the milking chore. But it's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore? Ah, yes, it's nice to think about it, maybe even visit, but I wonder could I live there anymore? The sun comes up and throws its light into my window, catching me yawning. I persuade my eyes to open and begin to realize the day is dawning. And I reach out and feel the warmth of you curled up beside me once again. Ooh, it's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. As I leave to go and face the care and worry of the day, my heart is yearning. for the setting sun to tell me that the day is done and I can't be returning. To hold you close and kiss the lips that taste like heaven time and time again. It's the happiness of having you that makes my world a place worth living in. Stop 140 tears, I forget the lonely years. I know I've been lost for words to say. And I know my lonely heart would run wild. You can't bet I'd have to smile. You can't bet I'd have to smile. If you should come back to, if you should come back, I wonder what I'd ask back, I wonder what I'd do, I wonder what I'd say. I know that I'd do more than stand and smile while my crazy arms go wide. If you should come back today, if you should come back, I wonder what I'd ask back, I wonder what I'd do, I wonder what I'd say. I know that I'd do more than stand and smile while my crazy arms go wide. If you should come back today, if you should.
Oh, the fantastic Colin Harney. Brilliant tribute to the late, great Charlie Pride there as well. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. Damian Davis, latest release.
Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies blue. Had a tough time getting started, maybe just a little downhearted. All you gotta do is count to ten. Maybe you'll be smiling when today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Gonna be just love and gladness, wanna hear nothing but sadness. Come a little closer, come to me, with each kiss you're gonna see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue. Just love and gladness, wanna hear nothing but sadness. Come a little closer, come to me, with each kiss you're gonna see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows I will share with you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies blue. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, and we're gonna see skies of blue.
Oh, fantastic new release from Damian Davis, Today's Teardrops. Now, did you know, folks, if the human eye was a digital camera, it would have 576 megapixels. Can you believe that, folks? Just goes to show how sophisticated your eyes are. If you've got a camera, like a DSLR camera, or even the cameras on mobile phones these days, like my one has a 48 megapixel camera, that's on the iPhone. But the human eye, if it was a camera, it would be 576 megapixels. Wow, that's just amazing, isn't it? And if humans had eagle's eyes, we would be able to see an ant on the ground from the roof of a 10-story building. Wow, that is just goes to show how good eagle eyes are, how sophisticated eagle's eyes are, isn't it? That's where the phrase comes from. Someone's got eagle eyes, they can see very, very clearly. And did you know there's a town in Poland where all 6,000 residents live on the same street? Wow, that is one awful big street, isn't it? 6,000 people on the one street. Anyway, Seamus Moore, My Little Honda 50.
My little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll get you away from the garage any day. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day. Well, I bought her in the buy and sell in 1992. A travelling man in the caravan said, "This is the bike for you." He was looking for £100, well I gave him 82. Well I took her for a spin on the Kinnegad Road and we got sheep and flew. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll get you away from the guards any day. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day. Well I drove her in to Newbridge, I was looking for a couple of parts, like alloy wheels and nitros and a new push button start. Then I headed down to Robertstown to drop in for a beer. 85 over the bridge in second gear. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll get you away from the guards any day. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day. I was heading out from Robertstown going towards Timahoe. Well, I saw the guards behind me, Sergeant Kelly, don't you know? I said, "Oh, just me luck," and I hit the old nitro. By the time they'd hit Bucket Cross, I was in Timahoe. My little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll get you away from the guards any day. Oh, my little Honda 50, she's rapid and she's nifty. She'll do 150 on a windy day.
Brilliant, Seamus Moore, My Little Honda 50. Well, that's just about it from me for this afternoon. Thanks very much indeed for your requests and dedications. I'm back, of course, on Monday between 8 and 10, so I do hope you'll join me then. A very good morning, we say, to Shirley Lansdowne. Hope you're well, Shirley. Great to have you along. And your song coming up right now, actually, as we sing ourselves out with the brilliant Noel Flynn. Coming up for Shirley, but as I say, I'll be back on Wednesday between 8 and 10, so do join me then for the very best in country and Irish music, and also the American chart top 10 countdown, and we'll be playing the top 5, and we'll see who is at number 1. Anyway, Gerald Bryan coming up in about 2 minutes time at 3 o'clock, so singing us out as we say a very good morning to Shirley Lansdowne. Noel Flynn, back home to my Donegal. Take care, folks.
The lights of London are far behind. Thoughts of my homeland are crowding my mind. Familiar places come in. I see my home now, soon I'll see you. We'll talk to the old folks, for they're getting on. Treat them to late nights, sing a few songs. We'll talk of the neighbors and life
in the town. There's so much to tell them, how the days fly around. This is my home.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day my granddaddy died, I was only 3. I remember daddy crying as I sat on his knee. The first time I seen a wedding, the bride all dressed in white, looking like an angel beneath her halo bright. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
Like the day I got my first guitar, all day I'd pick and sing. And Lord, it must sound awful, those out of tune good strings. But my mama said 'twas beautiful and would ask me sing again. Another treasured memory that I have kept within. I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one thin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time. First time I kissed a girl, I still can almost feel her touch. We thought our love would last forever, but it was just a crush. And the day I held my newborn child, so tiny and small, and my wife, she looked so beautiful, this I treasure most of all.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind. To the outside world, not one of them is worth one tin dime. But to me, they mean everything, each one a written line. I can look back and remember and recall each place and time.
I got treasured memories kept inside my mind.
Of Rosslare Harbor are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. This heart of mine, it's breaking. It's pounding in my breast. Still everybody tells me, sure you know it's for the best. But today I lose my best friends as I leave you both behind. For you, my love, and Ireland will be always on my mind. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. I'm sitting by the window as the ship sails out to sea. The flashing lights of Tusker, they're my only company. And for a few brief moments as we share our last farewell, who knows how long 'twill be before I see her lights again. The lights of Rosslare Harbour are fading from my view. Alone on board the ferry as I sail away from you. The dreams and plans we cherish as we share those last few years, they're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears. They're slowly being extinguished. They run down my face in tears.
Yesterday, mighty big man with a mighty big heart and a mighty few words to say. Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well. Give it your love and all of your heart and do what you do, do well.
I can hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise to get on board that transatlantic plane. We have nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, me boys and girls, another bloody flight of ours. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not more the fear of famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's fusiliers. We got brains and we got vision, we got education too, and we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look to Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday, because it's not the work that scares us, we don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu, we've got Bono and you too, and all we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off those new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving like our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the bolt that leaves North Wall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland,
and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas and airways and the trains. But if we've seen better days, those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming home to you again. And we'll all be coming home to you again.
There are flowers that are rich, flowers that are rare, on the banks where the Nore gently flows. But the sweetest of all, the flowers to bloom, was my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her eyes shone like diamonds, they glistened so bright, her smile was the sunshine so fair. And the heart of my beautiful rose was as true as the dewdrops sprinkled there. In the bright month of June, near that Kilkenny moon, to the altar we promised we'd go. But fate played its part and soon broke the heart of my darling, my Kilkenny rose. Her father objected, said, think of our pride, we could never outlive such a crime. There are plenty of men who are wealthy, and then would be all in the world such as I. So they sent her away to a faraway land, a break they told her could be. When the leaves start to fall, it is then we will call, and you may return o'er the sea. A year had passed on when